Okay, let's recap, and that means let's look again real quickly at what's going on in chapter 2 before we move on.
So, tingnan rin natin kung anong nangyari sa kapitulo 2.
Hallelujah. You know, this is not just good doctrine by the Apostle Paul.
Hindi lang ito magandang doktrina ni Apostol Pablo.
This is his testimony.
Ito yung kanyang testimonyo.
This is his testimony.
Ito ang testimony niya.
I've been crucified with Christ.
Ako'y napako kasama ni Kristo.
See, Jesus taught the disciples this in Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
Tinuro ito ni Jesus sa mga disipulo sa Lucas.
Look in Luke 9, 23, please.
Tingnan natin sa Luke 9, 23.
He said to the apostles,
sabi niya sa mga apostol,
to the disciples, if you want to come after me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and daily and follow me.
Sabi niya sa mga apostol, kung sinasabi niyo gusto niyo sumunod sa akin, kailangan pasan niyo yung cross araw-araw, at saka kayo sumunod sa akin. Amen?
Deny yourself.
Kailangan itakwil mo ang iyong sarili.
Means I can't do this.
Ibig sabihin, hindi mo kayang gawin to.
I'm not capable of living for God in my own strength, in my own way. And then he says, take up his cross. A follower of Jesus must take up his cross. His cross is for us to die on.
Etong krus ito, dito kailangan tayo mamatay.
A cross is to die on.
Dahil ang krus dito dapat mamatay.
So Jesus is saying,
kaya nga sabi ni Jesus,
if you want to come after me,
kung gusto mong sumunod sa akin,
if you want to live for me,
gusto mong mamuhay para sa akin,
then deny your own strength.
Kailangan itakwil mo ang sarili mong lakas.
I can't do it.
Hindi mo kayang gawin.
And then die.
At mamatay.
Every day, he said.
Araw-araw, sabi niya.
And then follow me.
At saka, kasumunod sa akin.
Because 24 says,
dahil sabi ng 24,
the next verse says,
sumusunod na,
Luke 9:24, if a man tries to save his life, he'll lose it. But if he loses his life for my sake, he will find it.
Kung sinusubukan ng tao na iligtas ang kanyang sarili, hindi niya ito matatagpuan. Pero kung mamamatay siya para sa akin, siya'y makakatagpuan ng buhay.
Glory to God.
Alwalatian sa Diyos.
Glory to God.
Alwalatian.
When we die,
pag ikay namatay,
and I mean it's not easy.
Hindi madali mamatay.
We were talking at the break with Sister Joy.
Pinag-usapan nila si Sister Joy kanina.
We were talking about adultery.
Sa pangangalo niya.
The Ten Commandments say thou shalt not commit adultery.
Ang sabi ng sampung utos, kailangan huwag kang gagawa ng pangangalo niya.
That's the law.
Ito ikaw utos.
But Jesus said if you even look upon a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Pero pag sa bagong tipan, pag ikaw tumingin sa babae na may pagnanasa,
that's under grace. So which is easier?
Ano mas madali?
Which is harder?
Anong mas mahirap?
Under law or under grace?
Nasa kautosan o nasa kagandahan loob ng Diyos?
No, the reason it's harder under grace,
ang dahilan kung bakit mas mahirap sa kagandahan loob,
because we have no part in it.
Dahil wala tayong kaparte dito.
The law was given,
ang kautosan na ibigay,
to show us we can't keep the law.
Na para ipakita sa atin na hindi natin kain, to pa rin ang kautosan.
It was to show us that we're not in covenant with God.
Upang ipakita sa atin na tayo wala sa tipan ng Diyos.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see that a little further in chapter 3.
Makikita natin niyan sa kapitulo 3.
Did you have a question or statement?
What is the difference between laws and commandments?
Well, it's the same. When the word law is used in the Bible in the entire New Testament, the word law is nomos, and it can mean any law. So when you say law, you're talking about anything that's not faith in Christ.
So commandment is a law.
That's right. The commandments are also the law.
So Jesus told us, Jesus is a Greek commandment, the Greek commandments, to love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Right.
To love your neighbor.
Right.
We're still under the law.
No. Well, that's true. But he gave us that to show us there's only one way to do that, and that's by faith in him. Were you at the anniversary? I preached it. Well, no, the love of God is the cross of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So the love is a fruit of the Spirit. You see, love is a fruit of the Spirit. There is no way that we can love our neighbor as we love ourselves. This is the commandment of Christ to show us that it must be a fruit of the Spirit. And the only way we have the fruit of the Spirit is by faith in the finished work of Christ. Because the fruit of the Spirit, and we'll get to it in a couple days in Galatians 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. That's the fruit of the Spirit. So when Jesus himself says, love your neighbor as yourself, that's a fruit of the Spirit, and the only way fruit comes is by faith. We can't do it in, I can't, Japheth, I like you, but I can't love you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of my life. I'm not capable of that. So only Jesus can do that. He did that for us, and our faith in him produces that fruit of love. You want to add something to that?
We produce fruit is by abiding in the vine.
Amen.
And Jesus is the vine.
Yes.
And we're the branches. The branch doesn't produce the fruit. The branch bears the fruit. And the vine produces it.
Yes.
That's John 15, right?
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I like what the one sister over here said. I don't know which one, but when we were talking about the 40-day thing and what are you supposed to do on day 41? She said, rest. Rest day. We rest from the law. After 40 days of law, now we get the rest. Amen? They have it a little backwards. Let me tell you something about that book. Because that book came from my country, so I can tell you. I have no problem telling you. That book is not of God. Because right on the cover, the devil has his seal on it. The devil will always put his seal on things. You know, he definitely goes around like a roaring lion seeking who he might devour. Sorry, we're not getting that.
I like to listen.
Yeah, well. So the devil has his seal on the cover of the 40-day book.
Kaya nga may seal yung demonyo dun sa 40-day na libro niya.
Because the title of the book is Purpose-Driven Life.
Ang titulo ng libro ay Purpose-Driven.
Purpose-Driven Life. Well, listen.
Makinig mabuti, makinig.
Cattle are driven.
Ang mga cattle ay sinasakyan.
We drive carabao.
Tayo ay nag-drive ng carabao.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Sheep are led.
Ang mga tupa naman ay hindi sinasakyan. Ito ay inaakay.
We're not to be driven by a purpose.
Hindi kailangan kang sakyan ng mga purpose lang ng tao.
We're to be led of the Holy Spirit.
Kailangan ikaw ay led lamang ng Espiritu Santo.
Amen?
Amen? Amen?
So that is contrary right on the cover of that book.
Yung sa libro na yun, nila nakalagay doon, hindi ka po pwede na tulak-tulakin.
When we're resting in Christ,
tayo nananahan kay Kristo,
and His finished work,
sa kanyang tinapos sa trabaho,
we're not driving.
Hindi tayo nagmamaneho.
We're resting. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that book has got a lot of problems, and we won't dwell on that book any longer. We have the book. Amen.
Amen.
We have the book. Praise God. All right. So this is the Apostle Paul's testimony that he's been crucified with Christ.
Ito ang testimony ni Apostle Pablo na siya napakasama ni Kristo.
He starts with I've been crucified with Christ.
Sabi niya, ang simula siya sa ako'y napako kasama ni Kristo.
That's the cross.
Iyon ang cross.
He says, I no longer live.
Sabi niya, hindi na ako namumuhay ngayon.
Dead to the law.
Patay sa kautusan.
Dead to the flesh.
Patay sa laman.
Dead to the world.
Patay sa mundo.
And he says, but Christ lives in me.
Sabi niya, at si Kristo ang namumuhay.
That's a pretty amazing statement, you know.
Ito'y napakagandang pahayag ni
Pablo. We just go right over that. We just pass right by that.
Binasa natin yung kanina.
But Jesus Christ,
pero si Jesus Cristo,
the Son of God,
ang anak ng Diyos,
that created the whole world,
na lumikha ng buong mundo,
lives in us.
Namumuhay sa atin.
Think about that.
Isipin mo mabuti.
Wow.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Makapangyarihan.
And he says, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God.
At ang buhay na ipinamumuhay ko ngayon, pinamumuhay ko sa anak ng Diyos.
We're still in the flesh.
Tayo nasa lamang pa rin, tandaan nyo.
I mean, the last I checked, I still hurt, if you hit me.
Nung huling aking tinignan, masakit pa rin pag ginaganyan ko.
So we're in the flesh until we're glorified.
Kaya nga na kayo nasa lamang pa rin hanggang hindi pa kayo naluluwalhati.
But we live by faith.
Pero namumuhay ka sa pananampalataya.
Who love me?
Siya'y nagmahal sa akin.
How much did he love me?
Gaano tayo niya minahal?
He gave himself for me.
Binigay niya ang buhay niya para sa atin.
He gave himself.
Ibinigay niya ang kanyang sarili.
No man took his life.
Walang umuha ng buhay niya.
He went to the cross.
Nagpunta siya sa krus.
And died for me.
At namatay para sa akin.
Died for you.
Namatay para sa iyo.
So now,
kaya ngayon,
that is the grace of God.
Yun ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
Verse 21 says,
versikulo 21 sabi,
I do not set aside the grace of God.
Hindi ko tinatanggihan ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
For if righteousness comes by the law,
dahil kung ang katuwiran ay nanggagaling sa kautusan,
then Christ died in vain.
Ang pagkamatay ni Kristo ay walang kabuluhan.
The law can't justify us.
Ang kautusan ay hindi magiging matuwid ka.
The law can't sanctify us.
Hindi ka magiging banal sa pamamagitan ng
the kautusan. Law, according to 1 Timothy, is for the unbeliever and the sinner.
Ang sabi ng 1 Timoteo, ang kautusan ay para sa mga hindi mananampalataya at makasalanan.
It's not for the Christian.
Hindi ito para sa mga Kristiyano.
It's not for us.
Hindi ito para sa atin.
We've been delivered from the law.
Tayo na palaya magmula dito sa kautusan.
The law did its job.
Ginawa ng kautusan ang kanyang trabaho.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, mga mangmang hangal na mga taga-Galacia.
Oh, foolish Americans.
Oh, mga hangal na Amerikano.
Oh, foolish Filipino.
Mga hangal na mga kayo.
Who has bewitched you?
Sino ang nakagayuma sa inyo?
Who has bewitched you?
Sino ang nakagayuma sa inyo?
It's a who.
Si ang sabi diyan, sino?
What person came along and told you a different way?
Ano ang ginawa ng tao na yun dumating sa iyo at sinabi kung anong paraan gagawin?
Bewitched means to take you captive.
Ibig sabihin ng bewitched, ito ay naging alipin ka.
Who is taking you captive?
Sino ang umaalipin sa iyo?
Look at verse 1 of Galatians 3.
Tingnan niyo sa bersikulo 1 ng Galatians 3.
Who is the one that came and told you we're going to do something different?
Sino ang nagsabi sa inyo dumating na gumawa tayo ng bago?
That you should not obey the truth.
Na hindi mo sundin ang katotohanan.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed you among you as crucified.
Sa harap mismo ng inyong mata ay ipinakita ang pagkamatay ni Kristo si Jesus sa krus.
See, he's done talking to Peter.
Kaya nga, kita nyo, tapos na kinausap
niya. He talks to Peter from verse 14 to 21.
Kinausap niya si Pedro magmula 14 hanggang 21.
In front of everybody.
Sa harap ng napakaraming tao.
And now he turns to the Galatian church.
Kaya nga, ang kakausapin naman niya ang mga taga-Galacia naman.
He turns to us.
At sa atin.
And he says,
at sabi niya,
who?
Sino?
Not what?
Hindi ano?
Who has bewitched you?
Sabi, sino ang nakagayuma sa inyo?
That you should not obey the truth.
Na hindi niyo na ngayon sinusunod ang katotohanan.
God wants our obedience.
Gusto ng Diyos ang ating pagsunod.
He wants us to be obedient to the faith.
Kailangan tayo sumunod sa pananampalataya.
Obedient to the faith.
Pagsunod sa pananampalataya.
For His name's sake.
Para sa kanyang pangalan.
It's for Him.
Ito'y para sa kanya.
Romans 1:5.
Sabi ng Roma 1:5.
Obedience to the faith.
Ito'y pagsunod sa pananampalataya.
You see, Take a look at Romans for 1 minute. Go to Romans chapter 5, verse 19.
Tingnan natin sa aklat ng Roma.
Some of you remember this from the Romans class.
5:19.
But Romans 5:19 says,
Roma 5:19 sabi ganito.
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
Sapagkat kung naging makasalanan ang marami dahil sa pagsuway ng isang tao, marami rin mapapawalang sala dahil sa pagsunod ng isang tao.
Adam was the one man.
Etong isang tao ay si Adan.
That was disobedient.
Ito ay pagsuway.
He transgressed the covenant.
Siya'y lumabag sa tipan ng Diyos.
According to Romans 5:14.
Ayon dito sa Roma 5:19.
He transgressed the covenant.
Siya'y lumabag sa tipan.
And sinned.
At nagkasala.
And because of that disobedience.
At dahil sa pagsuway na yon.
Because of that transgression,
dahil sa paglabag na yon,
many were made sinners.
Marami ang naging makasalanan.
But by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
Pero dahil sa pagsunod naman ng isang tao, napakarami ang magiging matuwid.
The one man was Jesus.
Ang isang tao na yon ay si Jesus.
Jesus' obedience,
si Jesus ay sumunod,
made us righteous.
Ginawa tayong matuwid.
Amen.
Amen.
What was the obedience of Christ?
Ano ang pagsunod ni Jesus, ni Kristo?
I'm glad you asked.
Salamat na itanong.
It's Philippians chapter 2.
Ito ay sa Filipos 2.
Verse
8.
We're going back to Galatians in a minute, but look at Philippians 2:8. And being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Nagpakumbaba siya at naging masunurin hanggang kamatayan, maging ito man ay kamatayan sa krus.
How were we made righteous?
Paano tayo naging matuwid?
By Jesus' obedience to the cross.
Dahil ang pagsunod ni Kristo hanggang sa kamatayan sa krus.
If he doesn't go to the cross,
dahil kung hindi siya nagpunta sa krus,
there is no Bible college.
Walang Bible college.
And we're not here today.
At wala tayo dito ngayon.
Amen.
He was obedient to the will of the Father.
Siya ay sumusunod sa kalooban ng Ama.
To go to the cross.
Para magpunta siya sa krus.
Even in the garden,
kahit doon sa hardin,
before he went to the cross,
bago siya magpunta sa krus,
Jesus prayed this way.
Etong panalangin ni Jesus.
Father, if it be possible,
Ama, kung mangyari nawa,
remove this cup from me.
Tanggalin mo po ito sa akin.
Nevertheless, Father,
wag na po, na mangyari po,
your will be done.
Na ang kalooban mo mangyari.
What was the will of the Father for the Son?
Ano ang kalooban ng Ama sa anak?
To go to the cross.
Magpunta sa krus.
To die for you and me.
Para mamatay sa akin, para sa akin.
That's why I need to be crucified with Christ.
Dahil kailangan ka mapako kasama ni Kristo.
That's why I have to be careful.
Kaya kailangan mo din maingat.
And not be foolish.
At hindi maging mangmang.
Amen.
Don't be foolish.
Huwag maging hangal.
Look at Galatians 3:1.
Malitay sa Galatia.
Sometimes we're foolish.
Marapakaraming beses tayo hangal.
We're taken captive.
Tayo nagiging alipin.
That we should not obey the truth.
Na hindi natin sinusunod ang katotohanan.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
Sa harap mismo ng inyong mga mata ay pinakita ang pagkamatay ni Kristo Jesus sa krus.
The Apostle Paul cannot stop talking about the cross.
Si Apostol Pablo hindi mapigilan ang pagsasalita sa krus.
The Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul continually points us to the cross.
Laging itinuturo ang tao pabalik sa krus.
He doesn't point us to the resurrection.
Hindi tayo tinuturo pabalik sa resurrection.
But we know it happened.
Pero alam natin nangyari yun.
We know it was there.
Alam natin nandiyan yun.
But Jesus died.
Pero si Jesus ay namatay
for our sin.
Para sa ating mga kasalanan.
Died for our healing.
Namatay para sa ating kagalingan.
Shed his blood for deliverance from sin.
Ibinubuo ang kanyang dugo para tayo mabalaya.
Everything we get comes through the blood.
Lahat ng kailangan yung makuha ay nasa dugo.
Take a look at verse 1.
Tingnan niyo sa versikulo.
This is the truth.
Ito ang katotohanan.
This is the truth.
Ito ang katotohanan.
It's been clearly portrayed.
Ito ay talagang ipinakita sa atin.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Cristo,
and Him crucified is the truth, is the cross, is the covenant,
ang tipan.
It is how we live. By faith in that. The Holy Spirit will not let us get away with this. He's not going to let us go to law easily. But we want to. Oh, I don't have a problem with law.
Wala akong problema sa kautosan.
Oh, yes you do.
Meron akong problema.
We all do.
Lahat kasi tayo meron.
There's certain times in our walk
meron na sa ating paglakad
that we look to something else.
Na tumitingin tayo sa ibang bagay.
But once you start seeing the cross of Christ,
pero pagka nagsimula kang makita ang krus ni Kristo,
then these other things will be identified to you much easier.
At makikita mo na mga bagay na mali, na mas madali.
You can evaluate it. Are all books wrong?
Ang lahat ba ng libro ay mali?
No, of course not.
Hindi.
If they point you to Jesus,
kung itinuturo ka nito kay Jesus,
and Him crucified,
at sa kanyang pagkapako,
this is what the Holy Spirit's saying.
Ito ang sinasabi ng Espiritu Santo.
Don't be foolish.
Huwag kayong maging hangal.
Don't look to the people writing these books.
Huwag kayong titingin sa mga taong sumulat ng mga librong yan.
As the authority.
Bilang may authority sa inyo.
This is the authority.
Ito ang authority natin.
This is the only authority.
Ito lang ang isang authority natin.
If their book doesn't line up with this book,
kung hindi umaayon ang libro na yon sa librong ito,
if it doesn't point to Christ crucified,
kung hindi pinupunto sa pagkamatay ni Kristo sa krus,
if it doesn't point to the truth,
kung hindi tinuturo sa katotohanan,
don't be foolish.
Huwag kang maging hangal.
Don't go there.
Huwag kang pupunta roon.
Amen?
Amen?
It's not complicated.
Hindi ito komplikado.
But it's not easy to do.
Dito madaling gawin.
It's not easy to do.
Dito madaling gawin.
Why?
Bakit?
Because our flesh likes these other things.
Dahil ang ating laman gusto minsan ng mga bagay na yun.
He's going to talk about that in chapter 5.
Pag-uusapan niyo sa kapitulo 5.
Look at verse 2.
Versículo 2.
Galatians 3:2.
Galatians 3:2.
This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Sabihin nga ninyo, tinanggap ba ninyo ang Espiritu sa pamamagitan ng mga gawa ayon sa kautosan o sa pamamagitan ng inyong pananalig sa inyong narinig tungkol kay Kristo?
How did we get the Holy Spirit?
Paano natin natanggap ang Espiritu Santo?
By keeping the law?
Sa pagsunod ba sa kautosan?
No.
Hindi.
No, of course not.
Hindi, hindi.
But we heard the gospel.
Narinig natin ang ebanghelyo.
We believe the gospel.
Naniwala tayo sa ebanghelyo.
We put our faith in the gospel.
Inilagay natin ang pananampalataya sa ebanghelyo.
What's the gospel?
Ano ang ebanghelyo?
What's the good news?
Ano ang mabuting balita?
That Jesus Christ,
na si Jesus Cristo,
died on the cross,
patay sa krus,
shed His blood,
binubuo ang kanyang dugo,
for me,
para sa akin.
We don't exclude the resurrection.
Hindi natin tinatanggal ang pagkabuhay na maguli.
No, we believe in the resurrection.
Naniniwala tayo sa resurrection.
Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 5.
Tingnan natin sa Roma 1:5.
Just for a minute. Let's make this very clear.
Ilang minuto lang.
Romans 1:5. No, Romans 1:4, excuse me.
Roma 1:4.
And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead.
Subalit tungkol sa kanyang pagka-Diyos, pinatunayan ng banal na Espiritu na siya ay anak ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng isang makapangyarihang gawa, ang kanyang muling pagkabuhay.
The resurrection declared Him to be the Son of God.
Diniklara siya na anak ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng muling pagkabuhay.
According to the Spirit of holiness.
Ayon sa Espiritu ng kabanalan.
The Holy Spirit said,
ang sabi ng Espiritu Santo,
that what Jesus did on the cross,
na ang ginawa ni Kristo doon sa krus,
paid the price for all sin,
binayaran ang lahat para sa kasalanan,
for all people,
sa lahat ng tao,
for all time,
sa bawat panahon,
raised Him from the dead,
at binuhay siya mula sa mga patay.
If one sin had not been paid for,
merong isang kasalanan na hindi nabayaran,
if Jesus had sinned even one time,
kung si Jesus ay nagkasala ng isang beses,
the Spirit of holiness,
ang Espiritu ng kabanalan,
could not have allowed God the Father to raise Him.
Hindi hahayaan ng Diyos Ama na buhayin si Jesus magmula sa mga patay.
So when He raised,
kaya nga nung siya ay nabuhay,
it declared Him to be the Son of God with power.
Idiniklar siya na anak ng Diyos na may kapangyarihan.
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
So thank God for the resurrection.
Salamat sa muling pagkabuhay.
But it was on the cross,
pero doon sa krus,
when He said it is finished,
nung sinabi niyang tapos na.
All the typologies in the Old Testament for salvation point to the cross.
Lahat ng tipo magmula lumang tipan ay patungkol doon sa krus.
They don't point to the resurrection.
Hindi tinuturo patungkol dito sa muling pagkabuhay.
We have to understand that.
Kailangan maunawaan niyo.
That's where the work was accomplished.
Dito natapos ang lahat ng trabaho.
He's the Lamb of God slain before the foundation.
Siya ang kordero ng Diyos na namatay para sa buong sanlibutan.
Not resurrected.
Hindi ang muling pagkabuhay.
Of course he rose again.
Naniniwala na tayo siya ay namuhay.
Thank God for the resurrection.
Salamat sa muling pagkabuhay.
When we preach the gospel,
pag ihayag mo ang ebanghelyo,
when we preach Christ crucified,
pag ipangaral mo si Kristo na nakapag,
we don't leave out the resurrection.
Hindi mo tinatanggal ang muling pagkabuhay.
We understand that the resurrection declared him to be the Son of God.
Natin ang muling pagkabuhay ito'y pagdedeklara na siya ay anak ng Diyos.
He also ascended into heaven.
At siya ay umakyat din sa langit.
And he's coming back someday.
At siya ay babalik.
And he's coming back.
At siya ay babalik.
For a church without spot or wrinkle.
Sa simbahan na walang dungis at walang kapintasan.
He's coming back for a perfect church.
Siya ay babalik sa perfectong simbahan.
Without spot or wrinkle.
Na walang mga bagtik-bagtik.
We can't make ourselves without spot or wrinkle.
Hindi naman natin magagawa na wala tayong kapintasan bilang isang simbahan.
What can we do?
Anong pwede natin gawin?
To be more holy.
Para mas maging banal.
To be more righteous.
Para mas maging matuwid.
No, the righteousness of Christ was given to us.
No, ang katuwiran ng Diyos ay binigay niya sa atin.
By faith.
Dahil sa pananampalataya.
He said he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Sabi niya sa ibabalik sa simbahan na walang kapintasan at walang mamadungis.
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Nahugasan sa dugo ng Lamb.
Washed clean by the blood of the Lamb.
Nahugasan at malinis sa pamamagitan ng dugo ng Lamb.
So how did we receive the Spirit?
Paano matatanggap ang Espiritu?
Galatians 3:2.
Galatia 3:2.
By the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Sa kautosan ba o sa pamamagitan ng pananalig ninyo sa kay Kristo?
By hearing of faith, of course.
Sa pananalig, pagpanginig.
Someone preached to me.
May nangaral sa akin.
You need Jesus.
Kailangan mo si Jesus.
He died for you.
Namatay siya para sa'yo.
He died for your sin.
Namatay siya para sa'yo mga kasalanan.
Give your life to Christ.
Ibigay mong buhay mo kay Kristo.
And that moment,
at nung panahon na yon,
when I received Jesus,
nung tinanggap ko si Jesus,
the Bible says as many as received Christ,
sabi ng Biblia, sa lahat ng tumanggap kay Kristo,
to them he gave right to become the children of the living God.
Binigyan niya ng karapatan upang maging anak ng Diyos.
As many as call upon his name,
sa lahat ng tumatawag sa kanyang pangalan,
the day I received him,
nung araw na tinanggap mo siya,
I called upon his name,
tinawag mo ang kanyang pangalan.
I said, oh Jesus,
nag mo Jesus,
please forgive me,
patawarin mo ako.
And when I did that,
nung ginawa mo yon,
I put my faith in the finished work of his cross.
Inilagay mo ang pananampalataya mo sa tinapos niya.
The Holy Spirit came into me.
Ang Espiritu Santo ay pumasok sa
akin. I received the Holy Spirit.
Tinanggap ko ang banal na Espiritu.
By faith.
Sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
I had already tried the works of the law. I tried the works of the law.
Sinubukan ko ang utosan dati.
We all did.
Dahil tayo lahat ay ginawa natin yun.
I can't do the law.
Hindi ko kayang gawin ang utosan.
I can't keep the law.
Hindi ko kayang tuparin ang utosan.
Has anybody here kept the law since you were saved?
Nakagawa ng utosan nung kayo naligtas na?
Any? No.
Wala.
We can't.
Hindi kasi natin kaya.
The law is not for us.
Ang utosan ay hindi para sa atin.
No. We receive the Spirit by faith. He says in verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
Talagang napakahangal ninyo. Nagsimula na kayo sa Espiritu at ngayon nais ninyo magtapos sa pamamagitan sa inyong sariling kapangyarihan.
Saved by faith.
Naligtas sa pananampalataya.
Sanctified by faith.
Ikaw ay naging banal sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
Walking by faith.
Lumalakad sa pananampalataya.
Living by faith.
Ikaw ay namumuhay sa pananampalataya.
It doesn't leave any room for the flesh.
Na hindi mo hinahayaan na magkaroon pa ng parte ang laman.
What am I doing?
Ano ginagawa mo? Salamat, Lord.
I'm resting in Christ.
Ikaw ay nananahanan. Ikaw ay namamahinga kay Kristo.
My flesh is at rest.
Ang aking laman ay walang ginagawa.
I'm living right now by faith.
Ako ay namumuhay sa pananampalataya ngayon.
I'm not doing anything.
Wala akong ibang ginagawa.
Except keeping my faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya lamang kay Kristo ang
akin. I'm righteous.
Ako'y matuwid.
I'm holy.
Ako'y banal.
I have power.
May kapangyarihan ako.
I've been delivered.
Ako'y napalaya.
I've been healed.
Ako'y napagaling.
As my faith remains in Christ.
Pag nanatili ang pananampalataya mo kay Kristo.
I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Hindi ko tinatanggihan ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos.
For righteousness comes by the law.
Dahil kung ang patuwiran ay manggagaling sa kautosan.
Any law.
Anumang kautosan.
Anything.
Anumang bagay.
And everything.
Lahat ng bagay.
It's not faith in Christ.
Na hindi pananampalataya kay Kristo.
Comes the law.
Ay naging kautosan.
The commandments of Jesus are very clear.
Ang utos ni Jesus ay klaro-klaro.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mahalin mo ang kapitbahay mo kagaya ng pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo.
You girls are best friends, right?
Eh, yung mga babae,
mag-best friend
kayo.
That's why.
You cannot love them 24/7.
I rest my case. I rest the case. No, you're not. Look it. None of us can love our neighbor like ourselves. And the one man comes to Jesus and said, "Who is my neighbor?"
Sabi niya, sino ngayon aking kapitbahay?
He's testing Christ.
Sinusubukan niya si Kristo.
He's a lawyer.
Siya ay lawyer.
He's a lawyer. If you look at the scripture, he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
He's testing Christ.
Sinusubukan niya si Kristo.
Who's my neighbor?
Sino ang aking kapitbahay?
And then he gives him the Good Samaritan.
At binigay niya ang mabuting Samaritano.
The Good Samaritan.
Ang mabuting Samaritano.
Who's the Good Samaritan?
Sinong mabuting Samaritano?
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's the one that poured in the oil and the wine.
Siya yung nagbuhos ng tubig at langis.
The priest walked to the other side of the road.
Ang mga pare ay lumakad doon sa kabilang karsada.
The Levite walked to the other side of the road.
Ang mga Levita din lumakad sa kabilang karsada.
The priest represents religion.
Ang mga pare ay nagre-representa ng relihiyon.
The Levites gave us the law.
Ang mga Levita naman nagbigay ng kautosan.
Religion and law, they won't help the man laying on the side of the road dying.
Ang mga relihiyosong tao hindi kanyang tutulungan kung nandito ka may sakit, nandun sila sa kabilang
karsada. But here comes the Good Samaritan.
At dumating ang mabuting Samaritano.
Here comes Jesus.
Dumating si Jesus.
And he pours in the oil and the wine.
At binuhusan niya nga ito.
The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Ang langis.
And the wine is a type of the blood. Only Jesus can pour in the oil and the wine.
Si Jesus lang ang makakapagbuhos ng lahat ng ito.
And then he sends us to the inn.
At pinadala ito doon sa panuluyan.
A type of the church.
At tipo ng isang simbahan.
And he says to the pastor.
At may mga pastor doon.
To the innkeeper.
Doon sa nag-aalaga ng panuluyan.
Take care of him.
Hayaan mong alagaan mo ito.
But I'm coming back.
Pero babalik ako.
But I'm coming back.
Babalik ako.
I'll be back again.
Babalik ako muli.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be back.
Babalik ako.
Take care of him.
Alagaan mo siya.
And if I owe you anything then, I'll give it to you.
At kung meron akong utang pa dyan, ako magbabayad sa'yo.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Good Samaritan is Jesus.
Ang mabuting Samaritano ay si Jesus.
I read that story for 20 years before I realized that.
Na binasa ko yun sa 20, loob ng 20 taon at kailan ko lang naintindihan.
He's the only one that's good.
Siya lang ang nag-iisang mabuti.
Amen. Amen.
I read that story before you were born.
Nabasa ko na yan bago pa kayo panganak.
Glory to God. So we received the Spirit by faith.
Kaya nga natanggap natin ang Espiritu sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
We walk by faith.
Lumalakad tayo sa pananampalataya.
Look at Colossians chapter 2 for 1 minute. I want to go too far away from Galatians, but just for a second. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.
Yamang tinanggap na ninyo si Kristo Jesus bilang Panginoon, mamuhay kayo na may pakikipag-isa sa Kanya.
How do we receive Him?
Paano mo siya tinanggap?
By faith.
Sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
By grace through faith.
Sa grasya sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
Not of works.
Hindi sa mga gawa.
Not of the law.
Hindi sa kautosan.
Not of myself.
Hindi sa aking sarili.
Lest any man should boast.
Upang wala makapagmayabang.
It's a gift of God.
Ito'y kaloob ng Diyos.
I received Him by faith.
Natanggap ko siya sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
So walk in Him.
Kaya makipag-isa ka at lumakad ka sa
Kanya. How do we walk?
Paano ka lumakad?
In Him.
Kaya sa Kanya.
By faith.
Sa pananampalataya.
We walk in Him.
Lumalaga tayo sa Kanya.
We are in Christ.
Tayo na kay Kristo.
Glory to God.
Kaluwalhatian sa Diyos.
My faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya kay Kristo.
Brings the Holy Spirit.
Ito'y nagdadala ng Espiritu.
And now as I walk in Christ.
Lumalaga ka na kay Kristo.
As I walk in Him.
Habang lumalakad kang kasama niya.
By faith.
Sa pananampalataya.
The Holy Spirit continues with me.
Ang Espiritu Santo'y nagpapatuloy na kumilos sa akin.
If you want to grieve the Holy Spirit,
kung gusto mong,
of course we do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Hindi mo pwedeng mag-grieve ang Holy Spirit.
But when we get in the flesh,
pero pagka kayo nasa laman,
when we move our faith,
pag tinanggal mo ang pananampalataya,
grieves the Holy Spirit.
Ito yung nakaka-grieve ng Holy Spirit.
He will not help you.
Hindi kanya tutulungan.
He won't help you.
Hindi kanya tutulungan ang Espiritu Santo.
He can't help you.
Hindi kanya pwedeng tulungan.
The Holy Spirit can't help us if we're in the flesh.
Hindi ka pwedeng tulungan ng Espiritu Santo kung ikaw ay nasa laman.
See, we're either going to live by grace or by law.
Dalawa lang, mamumuhay ka sa pananampalataya o sa grasya.
We have a marker.
Where is the marker?
Jared, where's the marker? You're in charge of the library. Oh, these are rich. Okay, well, listen. We'll show you on the chalkboard in a minute. But as we receive Christ, we're walking Him. Colossians 2:6. Look at verse 7. Rooted and built up in Him.
Magpakatatag kayo at isalig ninyo sa Kanya ang inyong buhay.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo.
That's how we're rooted.
And doon tayo nagiging matatag.
My roots go deep.
Ang aking mga ugat ay lumalalim.
I'm rooted in Christ.
Ako ay malalim na kay Kristo.
And then I can be built up.
At ngayon ako ay magiging mas matibay.
In Christ.
Kay Kristo pa rin.
But my roots have to be in Christ.
Pero kailangan ang iyong ugat ay na kay Kristo.
My faith in Christ.
Ang pananampalataya ko kay Kristo.
And then I will be built up.
Ngayon ako ay magiging mas matibay.
In Him.
Sa Kanya.
And established in the faith.
Ang sabi dito, magpakatibay kayo sa pananampalataya ang itinuturo sa inyo.
There's only one faith.
Meron lang iisang pananampalataya.
It's called the faith.
Ito'y ang pananampalataya.
In the Greek, they use the definite article.
Ito'y sa Greek, meron itong definite article.
It means only one.
Ibig sabihin, meron lang iisang pananampalataya.
The faith.
Ang pananampalataya.
Faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya kay Kristo.
That's how I'm rooted.
Kaya dun ka nagiging mas
and
malalim.
Built up in Him.
At nagiging mas matibay sa Kanya.
And now I'm established in the faith.
Kaya nga ikaw ay magiging matibay sa pananampalataya.
As you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
At lagi kayo na magpasalamat sa Diyos.
What does He want us to do?
Anong gusto niyang gawin natin?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank you, Jesus.
Pasalamat ka lang, Jesus.
I'm built up in you.
Ako'y nagiging matatag sa'yo.
I'm rooted in you.
Ako'y nagiging mas malalim ng ugat.
I receive you by faith.
Tinatanggap kita sa pananampalataya.
I'm walking by faith.
Lumalakad sa pananampalataya.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salamat, Jesus.
There's my life.
Ito ang buhay ko.
This is my walk.
Ito ang aking paglakad.
This is who I am.
Ito'y ako na.
I'm a believer.
Ako'y mananampalataya.
My faith is in Christ.
Pananampalataya ko na kay Kristo.
Then I labor.
Kaya tsaka ka magtatrabaho.
Then I'll work.
Kung magtatrabaho ka.
Because I can't labor properly unless my faith is right.
Kasi hindi magiging tama ang ginagawa mo kung wala ang tamang pananampalataya.
There's a lot of people laboring all over the world.
Maraming gumagawa ngayon sa buong mundo.
And their faith isn't right.
Pero ang pananampalataya nila ay hindi tama.
Okay. So look at.
Eh matingnan niyo.
It's either going to be law or grace.
Dalawa lang 'yan. Kautusan o grasya.
Yeah, let's go over here with it. Okay. You're going to live under grace.
Ikaw ay mamumuhay sa grasya.
Or law.
O kautusan.
Under grace, our faith is in Christ.
Sa grasya, ang ating pananampalataya na kay Kristo.
And our focus of our faith,
ang ating pinagtutuon ng pansin ng ating pananampalataya,
is the cross.
Ay ang krus.
This is where the victory was won.
Dito na pagtagumpayan.
This is where the devil was defeated.
Dito natalo ang demonyo.
So the grace of God,
kaya nga ang grasya ng Diyos,
is Jesus Christ,
ay si Kristo,
and Him crucified.
At sa kanyang pagkamatay sa krus.
Under law,
sa kautosan naman,
my faith is in the program of man.
Ang aking pananampalataya nasa programa ng tao.
My faith is in myself.
Sa sarili.
My faith is in the works.
Nasa mga gawa mo.
Or a program.
O programa.
Anything.
Anumang bagay.
That's not faith in Christ.
Na hindi pananampalataya kay Kristo.
Becomes the law.
Ay nagiging kautosan.
And the focus of my faith.
At ang pinagtutuon ng pansin ng aking pananampalataya.
Under law.
Doon sa kautosan.
My performance.
Sa aking mga ginagawa.
How am I doing?
Kumusta na ba yung ginagawa ko kaya?
Well, the program says I have to go to the meeting every month.
Sabi ng programa, kailangan ako magpunta ng mga meeting.
But I missed the meeting.
Pero hindi ako nakapunta ng meeting.
I'm not doing too good.
Hindi ako nagiging mas mabuti.
Or I gotta go to this encounter group.
O magpupunta ka ng mga EGR.
Or I gotta do this on day 27.
Gagawin ko to sa 27 araw.
But I missed the day.
Pero hindi ako nakapunta.
I forgot to read what the book said that day.
Nalimutan ko kung ano sinabi ng libro nung araw na yon.
So I'm not doing too good.
Kaya nga hindi ako nagiging mas maganda ang ginagawa ko.
The focus of my faith is my performance.
Nakapokus ang pananampalataya mo sa mga ginagawa mo.
I'm supposed to fast for 21 days.
Dapat ako'y nag-aayuno sa 21 araw.
But on day 16,
pero nung 16 na araw na,
uh-oh, I ate.
Kumain ako ng marami.
There's a problem.
May problema.
I broke the law.
Nakasira mo ang kautosan.
When I look to the law of man,
pagkatumingin ka sa,
when I try and keep my faith in the law,
pag sinusubukan mo ilagay pananampalataya mo sa kautosan,
the power source,
ang pinanggagalingan ng kapangyarihan mo,
is the flesh,
ay ang laman.
It's myself.
Sarili.
That's the power source.
Yan ang gagaling ang kapangyarihan.
And the result,
at ang resulta,
under law,
sa ibaba ng kautosan,
defeat.
Talunan.
Defeat.
Talunan.
I will be a defeated Christian.
Magiging talunan ng Kristiyano.
I will not be able to live for God.
Hindi ka makakapamuhay para sa Diyos.
I will be a defeat all the time.
Lagi kang talunan araw-araw.
I'll be a miserable Christian.
Magiging miserableng Kristiyano ka.
But under grace.
Pero sa grasya.
Under the grace.
Sa kagandang loob ng
Diyos. My faith is in Christ.
Ang pananampalataya ng Kristo.
And what He did on the cross.
Sa ginawa niya sa krus.
Then the power source.
At pinanggagaling ng kapangyarihan.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang banal na Espiritu.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang Espiritu sa
akin. When I look to Christ.
Pag tumingin ka kay Kristo.
Will give me the Holy Spirit.
Magbibigay sa akin ng Espiritu sa
akin. And the result. Victory. Victory over the devil.
Katagumpayan sa demonyo.
Victory over the flesh.
Salaman.
Victory over everything in my life.
Katagumpayan sa lahat ng parte ng buhay.
That's the grace of God.
Ito ang grasya ng Diyos.
Christ and Him crucified.
Si Kristo at napako sa krus.
Sends the Holy Spirit.
Pinadala ang Espiritu Santo.
And gives us victory.
At binigyan tayo ng katagumpayan.
If we move our faith over here, amen.
At sa tinanggal mo, may pananampalataya na nilagay mo sa kautosan.
So anything else.
At ano man yan.
Becomes a law.
Magiging kautosan yan.
Looks very easy, right?
Parang napakadali, di ba?
It's not that easy.
Pero hindi yan ganun kadali.
Because my flesh,
dahil ang aking laman,
wants to go to law.
Laging gustong bumalik sa kautosan.
That's the word of God.
Ito'y salita ng Diyos.
We'll see it in Galatians chapter 5 in a couple days.
Makikita natin yan sa Galatia 5.
Amen?
Amen?
Okay, so let's go back to Galatians chapter 3, verse 3.
Kaya nga balik tayo sa Galatia 3.
And listen to what the Holy Spirit's trying to tell us. Are you so foolish? Have you begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
Talagang napakahanal ninyo. Nagsimula na kayo sa Espiritu at ngayon nais ninyong magtapos sa pamamagitan ng inyong sariling kapangyarihan.
Have you suffered so many things in vain if indeed it was in vain?
Wala na bang halaga sa inyo ang mga naranasan ninyo?
You see, we will definitely suffer.
Ito nyo, marami tayong maranasan.
If we go to law.
Pagka bumalik tayo sa kautosan.
We will suffer.
Tayo'y magiging mag mahihirapan.
But if we stay on our faith in Christ,
pero pag manatili ang pananampalataya mo kay Kristo,
we will consider the suffering that we're doing now as nothing.
Ma-consider mo ang suffering o paghihirap na pinagdadaanan mo na wala lang.
Amen?
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 Because the persecution and the trials that we're dealing with now,
dahil ang pag-uusig at mga persecution na pinagdadaanan natin ngayon,
if we keep our faith in Christ,
kung ilagak mo lang ang pananampalataya mo kay Kristo,
it won't be that hard.
Hindi ganun kahirap yan.
In the end of the day, we'll be rejoicing.
So, pag matatapos ang araw, magpapasalamat ka sa Diyos.
The way we become defeated,
magiging talunan lang lamang tayo.
The way we become discouraged,
magiging discouraged lamang tayo.
Is when we move our faith.
Pagtanggalin mo ang pananampalataya.
But if we keep our eyes in Jesus,
pero pagkailagay mo lang,
if we look only to Christ,
kay Jesus lamang,
then we're going to have victory.
Meron tayong katagumpayan. Amen?
When the children of Israel, when they were delivered by the blood,
sila ay naligtas sa pamamagitan ng dugo.
Out of Egyptian bondage,
doon sa pagkalipin sa Ehipto.
They came to the Red Sea, remember?
Sila ay napunta doon sa pulang dagat.
God told Moses,
sabi ng Diyos kay Moses,
tell the people,
sabi mo sa mga tao,
stand still,
tumayo ka lang mabuti,
and you'll see the salvation of the Lord.
At makikita mo ang pagliligtas ng Diyos.
When we stand still,
pagka tumayo ka lang mabuti,
we're not fighting the problem,
hindi ka lumalaban sa mga problema,
we're not fighting the situation,
hindi mo nilalaban ang mga sitwasyon,
we're believing God,
naiiniwala ka lang sa Diyos,
and we will see the salvation.
At makikita mo ang pagliligtas ng Diyos.
Glory to God.
Kaluwalhatian tayo sa Diyos.
Amen?
Amen?
So don't fight sin.
Kaya nga, huwag mong labanan ng kasalanan.
Certainly do not fight the devil.
Kaya huwag mong lalabanan din ang demonyo.
He's already defeated.
Dahil siya ay talunan na.
Don't fight against the world.
Huwag mong labanan ng kasanlibutan.
Don't fight against the church.
Huwag mong labanan din ang mga simbahan.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Lumaban ka sa laban ng pananampalataya.
Keep your faith in Christ.
Mong pananampalataya mo kay Kristo.
That's the grace of God.
Ito ang grasya ng Diyos.
The Holy Spirit will move in your life.
Ang Espiritu ay kikilo sa buhay mo.
And we'll have victory.
At magkakaroon ka ng katagumpayan.
We'll have victory.
Magkakaroon ka ng katagumpayan.
This is not just good doctrine.
Hindi lang ito magandang doktrina.
My wife and I are living this.
Ito ang pinamumuhay nila mag-asawa.
We've been living this for more than 20 years.
Pinamumuhay nila ito sa loob ng 20 taon.
This is not new.
Hindi ito bago.
But it may be new to you.
Pero marami ito'y bago sa inyo.
No, there's nothing new under the sun.
No, wala nang bago sa ilalim ng araw.
Jeremiah said, let us return to the old path.
Sabi ni Jeremiah, tayo bumalik sa dating daan.
Where the good way is.
Kung saan mamatagpuan ang mabuti.
So we might find rest for our soul.
Parang makatagpo tayo ng mapahingaan sa ating kaluluwa.
Oh, foolish Christians.
O mga hangal na Kristiyano.
Who?
Sino?
Has bewitched you.
Ang nakagayuma sa inyo.
That you should not obey the truth.
Na hindi mo sinusunod ang katotohanan.
Before whose eyes clearly Christ was portrayed among you as crucified.
Na nakita mismo ng inyong mga mata na si Kristo ay naipako sa krus.
We must continue with faith in Christ.
Kailangan kang magpatuloy sa pananampalataya kay Kristo.
Nothing else.
Wala nang iba.
Nothing else.
Wala nang iba.
Nothing else.
Wala na.
Well, it's a very narrow way.
Meron lang napakakikid na daan.
Yes, it is. It's a very narrow way.
Maliit lang ang daan, tandaan niyo.
But it's God's way.
Pero itong paraan ng Diyos, daan ng Diyos.
You'll be so blessed.
Magiging mapagpala kayo.
So thankful.
At mapagpasalamat.
And then you'll have the fruit of the Spirit.
At magkakaroon kayo ng bunga ng Espiritu.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, self-control.
Yun, sabi niya.
Amen?
Pag-ibig.
Hallelujah. That's the fruit of the Spirit.
Kapayapaan, pagtitiis.
How do you have the fruit?
Paano magkakaroon ng bunga?
Faith in Christ.
Pananampalataya kay Kristo.
The Holy Spirit.
Ang Espiritu Santo.
Moves in our life.
Ay kikilo sa ating buhay.
Produces the fruit.
Eh siya nagdudulot ng pagbubunga sa atin.
And then I'm loving my neighbor as myself.
Okay, mamahalin mo na ngayon ang mga kapitbahay mo.
I'm abiding in the vine.
Ikaw ay nananatili doon sa katawan.
Glory to God. All right, Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Yeah, 3:5. We're going to finish today with Galatians 3:5.
Natapos tayo sa Galatians 3:5.
Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Dahil ba sa pagsunod niyo sa kautosan ay pinagkakaloob ng Diyos ang Espiritu sa inyo at gumagawa kayo na mga himala o dahil sa pananampalataya na inyong narinig tungkol kay Kristo.
How does the Holy Spirit work?
Paano kumikilos ang Espiritu Santo?
By faith.
Sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
By faith.
Sa pananampalataya.
He will not glorify a man.
Hindi niya luluwalhatiin ang isang tao.
That's why these programs don't work.
Kaya nga mga programang ito ay hindi gumagana.
They sound good to the flesh.
Para masarap-sarap nito sa katlaban.
But they don't work.
Pero hindi sila gumagana.
Because the Holy Spirit will not put His power behind them.
Dahil hindi lalagay ng Espiritu Santo ang anumang pangyarihan sa likod ng mga ito.
That's not how He works.
Hindi ganito ang pagkilos ng Espiritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit,
ang banal na Espiritu,
always works
ay laging kumikilos
as our faith is in Christ.
Pag nakita niya ang pananampalataya mo kay Kristo.
He cannot work any other way.
Wala na siyang ibang pagkilos pa.
He who supplies the Spirit to you,
siya ang magbibigay ng banal na Espiritu sa
iyo, and works miracles among you,
mga himala,
does He do it by the works of the law?
Ito ba yung natanggap mo sa
or by the hearing of faith?
Kautosan o sa pakikinig?
Not by circumcision.
Hindi sa pagtutuli.
Not by the Ten Commandments.
Hindi ang sampung utos.
Not by the ceremonial.
Hindi ang ceremonial.
Not by a law of man.
Hindi ang kautosan na galing sa
tao. Not by a law I make myself.
Hindi ang kautosan na ginawa mo sa sarili mo.
There is no law.
Walang kautosan
that can produce
na
the miracle.
Makapagbigay ng himala sa iyo.
He does it by faith.
Ito'y mangyayari lamang sa pananampalataya.
He's writing to the churches.
Sinusulat nito sa mga simbahan.
He's not talking about salvation.
Hindi siyang pinag-uusapan dito ang kaligtasan.
He says, after you've received the truth.
Sabi niya, pagkatapos yung marinig ang katotohanan.
Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
Narinig niyo, natanggap niyo ba ang kaloob ng Diyos na Espiritu ay sa paggawa ng mga kautosan?
Are you so foolish, having begun the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
Kayo ba ngayon ay napakahangal nga na ngayon lumalakad kayo sa Espiritu, ngayon babalik na kayo sa laman?
The flesh likes these programs of man.
Ang laman gusto lagi ang programa ng tao.
Why?
Bakit?
We get to do something.
Dahil parang sa tingin mo may kailangan kang gawin.
We're not dead anymore.
Hindi na tayo patay.
A dead man. I'm dead.
Ang patay na tao ganito. Patay na ako.
I can't do the 12 man program.
Wala na ako, hindi ko kaya gawin ang 12 hakbang.
I can't do a 40 step thing.
Ang 40 na steps.
I'm dead to the law.
Patay na ako sa kautosan.
I can't keep the Ten Commandments.
Hindi ko kayang sundin ang sampung utos.
I'm dead.
Patay na kasi ako.
This word, dead, means separated.
Ang ibig sabihin ng patay ay ikaw ay naihiwalay na.
When the Apostle Paul said in verse 19, I through the law died to the law.
Ang sabi dito ni Apostle Pablo sa Kapitulo 3:19, ako'y namatay na sa kautosan.
Dead to the law.
Patay na sa kautosan.
It doesn't mean that he physically died.
Hindi ibig sabihin na physical siyang namatay.
It means the relationship to the law has been severed.
Ibig sabihin, ang relasyon niya sa kautosan ay wala na.
Listen, Mom Doreen had a lot of boyfriends.
Si Mom Doreen, maraming boyfriend daw yan.
Because she's so beautiful. And we weren't saved then.
At nung panahon na yun, hindi pa sila ligtas.
So before I met her, she had another boyfriend.
Kaya nga, makakilala niya si Mandarin, may boyfriend si Mandarin.
But when she met me,
pero nung nakilala niya ni Mandarin, si Brother Dan,
oh, her heart went crazy. And we fell in love.
At nagpangalan nga sila.
And we started talking about getting married.
At nagsimula silang pag-usapan ng pagkakasal, pagpapakasal.
She died to the old boyfriend.
Namatay na siya sa dati niyang boyfriend.
The old boyfriend's not dead.
Ang kanyang dating boyfriend ay hindi patay talaga.
He's still alive today.
Siya ay buhay pa rin hanggang ngayon.
Because I haven't caught up with him yet.
Dahil nagkita nga sila.
But that relationship's been severed.
Pero ang kanilang relasyon ay nawala na, layo na.
She's not going back to him.
Hindi na siya babalik doon sa lalaki na una.
He's still alive.
Buhay pa rin yung lalaki yun.
But she's dead to him.
Pero patay na siya ang kanyang pakiramdam doon sa lalaki na yun.
Do you understand?
Ano nga niyo? When it comes to that, they understand.
Yeah. This is what the Apostle Paul's talking about in Romans chapter 7.
Etong sinasabi ni Apostol Pablo sa Romans 7.
Spiritual adultery.
Ang espiritual na pangangalo niya
is going back to law.
Ay pagbalik sa kautusan.
You can't be married to Christ.
Hindi ka pa pwedeng kasal kay Kristo.
And go mess around with the law.
At babalik ka din habang kasal ka, babalik ka naman sa kautusan.
What's law?
Ano ang kautusan?
Anything.
Eh, ano mang bagay?
And everything.
Lahat ng bagay.
It's not faith in Christ.
Hindi pala napalataya kay Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
So glory to God.
Salamat sa Diyos.
That we've been married to Christ. Hallelujah. Crucified with Christ. So this is how he performs the miracles. By the hearing of faith. Amen.
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 Okay, your assignment for tomorrow is to read chapters 3 and 4. Read chapters 3 and 4 in the Expositor Study Bible. Look at the notes of Brother Swagger. And then come with your hearts open and you're refreshed to do it again. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.